Just great to be here on Father's Day, and just an extra mention about the singing. Really neat to hear you sing. You're preaching to me when you sing, and I appreciate that. Thank you. It's just great to have that. You know, my friends, there's two... I'm going to focus in on the passage from Job here this morning. There's two ways to really get to know somebody that I can recall. One way is to ask them a bunch of questions, a series of questions, and that makes a lot of sense. You do that, especially when you're just dating someone in your earliest stages. Many of you know this. Alicia and I, when we dated, we actually never lived in the same city. So questions were really important. You guys can relate to this because you're living across the United States. Questions are really important to get to know the other person, isn't it? So I started off with what I thought was a really good question. You can ask Alicia if I ask this. It's totally true. Here's one of the first questions I ask Alicia. Are you willing to date clergy? Not that romantic, probably not the way into someone's heart. But I think it was a great question. It's a very practical, down-to-earth question, one you ask, and it's kind of a deal-breaker. If no, well, that solves that. But yes, then you can move forward. Now, Alicia had a lot of questions for me, too. She was trying to get to know me, and one of the questions was this. Are you ever going to grow your hair back? And then what a disappointment to find out that's just not an option. Oh, so disappointing. Isn't that what we do, though, to get to know someone else? We ask them a series of questions. We get to know them in an intimate way by hearing those answers and how they respond. But there's another way to get to know someone that I want to point to here this morning, and it doesn't involve any conversation, really. It doesn't involve asking questions. We get to know someone when we go through a storm, a struggle in life, a moment of crisis, a time of hard challenge, and we make it through that moment with that person. And you see, when you make it through that moment with that person in that storm, it puts you together. You're bound together. You don't even have to talk to each other, and you're just together because you experience such an amazing moment. Our text from Job, I really appreciate the comments by Elder Merv this morning. Our text from Job, I believe the book of Job is about a really simple subject. It's about Job and God trying to get to know each other. That's really what the book's about. Job asks, and Job's approach is to ask a whole bunch of questions of God. And so if you count it up, from chapter 1 all the way to chapter 37, which leads up to our text for today, Job, and if I throw in his friends that I'll mention here in just a second, Job asks, you can count it. If you want to go home and you don't have crossword puzzles, do this. Count the questions. 70 questions Job asks. So here's some of the questions. I'm putting it in my own wording here, but it's basically what he's asking. God, where are you? Good question. Job was experiencing some hard times. Job then asks, why are all these things happening in my life? Great questions. He lost his family, lost all his possessions. Job then asks, how long is this all going to last? Real down-to-earth questions. That's chapter 1 through all the way to chapter 37. And what we find out in this book is that what we find out as you read the book of Job is that the questions aren't always answered. In fact, they're not answered. God doesn't give justification or condemnation, as Merv rightly said. And it isn't the best approach to find out who God is by just merely asking questions. Job asks those questions. Then he brings in some of his other friends. Here are friends, Elihu, Eliezer, Bildad, Zophar. Anyone have children named after those people? No? Yeah, you don't. But they also join in the quest to ask questions to God. They ponder, they pontificate, they guess. That's chapters 1 through 37. Like I said, we're talking about 70 to 80 questions from Job and these four friends. And guess what? God doesn't say one word. Nothing. And those of you with kids, I want you to pick up what this feels like. Anyone ever played 20 questions with your kids? You pick a subject, and then the other people that are around you, they begin to ask questions about that subject, and you give, you know, answers. Now, imagine playing that game, 20 questions, and the only response that you get back from someone is no. No, 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 no. That is so frustrating. Job asks 70 questions, doesn't even get a no, doesn't even get a response. That's pretty frustrating, isn't it?